All right, guys. Oh no, right to the music playing in the background. Good morning. It's happy Monday morning. Yeah, happy Monday morning. Manic Monday for me for sure. Running totally behind. I ain't gonna lie, I was down there sleeping like it was a Saturday morning. I was down there knocked, thinking it was a Saturday morning. And so today is gonna be a Manic Rush Monday for me. So, you know, Manic Rush Monday. So I'm going to get on down the road and get to it this morning. I hope you guys click those seatbelts before you get a ticket. Save your life and someone else's too, because you got to get home to your families. Enjoy your day at work today. Let no ass stand in your way. It's just simple as that. Remember, you got this job for a reason. So go on there and run the world with it today. Hope you guys have a wonderful day. Hate to give you a short podcast, but that's life. So I had to come on here and talk about it. All right, guys, enjoy your day today on this Matic Monday. It will be for me. I don't know about for you, but we'll get through it. We'll survive. And then we'll ride home together. Until next time, sincerely, I am a mess. All right, guys, it's Tuesday morning. I know you missed me on Monday morning. I was running so behind Monday morning, I didn't have time to even tie my shoe. How about that? All right, it's Tuesday. It's Taco Tuesday. somewhere, somebody's up early having a mimosa or two. And maybe even tacos early. All right, guys, jump in your car. Click those seatbelts on. Click on the ticket. It's a law. Save your life and someone else's too. I always know I don't own any rights to the music playing in my background. But hey, this song gives out a topic for me this morning. The best I ever had. I feel that song. Let's get a little bit in our system. When I get right, I promise that we gon' live it up. She made me beg for it, so she give it up. And I say the same thing every single time. I say you the fucking best, you the fucking best, you the fucking best, you the fucking best. All right, a little bit of that Drake in your life this morning. Wake it up. Let's get going this morning. Sincerely, is in your drive time. Yesterday, Monday morning, I let you guys down because I was sleeping like it was a weekend. So I had a hump to get myself across town or get myself to work because I work way far from my job and I was humping it yesterday. I wasn't breaking the law. But, well, maybe just a tad bit. See, that's why my husband won't let me get a fast car, because he knows that I'm going to be breaking the law. He knows I'm going to get down through there. And I want a freaking fast car so bad, but he will not let me. He keeps turning me down. No. I drive my Chrysler 300. Got a large block in it, but I don't have the Hemi in it. And he still won't let me get a car. I'm like, I can handle it. I promise. I can do it. No, because he knows I commute far, and he knows I'll be punching it to get where I need to be. And I'm not gonna lie, I mean, that's what they made for, right? I'm that girl that likes that muscle. I like the muscle, so I always tell him, guess what, I'm gonna get one. He's not gonna stop me forever. So anyway, so I am in the mood this morning for lots of topics. One topic I'm in the mood for is things that don't belong to you. I don't know what it is, but yeah, you got all these people nowadays got sticky fingers. People want to break in vehicles. I don't know how many you're dealing with that in your neighborhood. And it don't matter what neighborhood you live in. I'm going to keep that 100 because I live in a nice neighborhood and it happened over here twice. Somebody broke in a vehicle. You got some people getting into people's garages. So I'm going to jump into a situation here where I seen Amazon where they're doing like garage deliveries. Okay, Amazon. I know you're trying to be creative. I know you're trying to save people's packages. But I think people's lives are more important than packages. I'm going to keep it 100. I mean, yes, you want your stuff. But you can replace stuff, but you can't replace lives. I think that the garage door delivery is not a good idea. Let's just go back a little bit. Let's knock on some of the serial killers who went through garages, back doors, literally even dog doors. And now you want to deliver stuff in people's garage? I mean, let's get serious here. I don't think it's a good idea. I just really don't. I mean, tap in. Some of you probably think it's a good idea. Some of you probably think it's not a good idea. Tap in. Let me know what your thoughts are. Because my thoughts on it is, heck no. Like, that's not something that I think I would want to do. I'm just going to keep 100. It's just not something I want to do. You're not opening my garage. You're not having my code to my garage to put deliveries in my garage. You're just not going to have it. It's just something I don't want to do. And when I seen that on there, I was like, are they tripping? They really want to put people's deliveries in garages. I think it's the weirdest idea ever. So, I mean, tap in, guys. I don't know. I say tap in like you guys can talk to me right now, but, you know, you can always email me, you know. There's a website. You can send me a Twitter. You can send me whatever to it. But I'm just saying, it's like, I disagree. You know? I mean, how do you know the person delivering your package is not crazy? I mean, we all just don't know each other that well. I'm just going to keep 100. Anyways, to each his own. If that's something you feel like you want to do, cool. You can save your packages, cool. But at the end of the day, should nobody know your personal codes to your houses, your personal code to your alarm system, your personal code to your... there's a lot of things that people just should not know. And I believe that that's one of them. I don't believe people should know your personal life, your personal situation, your personal codes in your home. I just really don't think that people should know that type of information. I just think it's important that we kind of keep those things to ourselves, because that's how crimes and that's how things happen to people, and people get robbed, murders happen, give serial killers an excuse to start things. I mean, it's just a lot of things that I feel is wrong. But that's my opinion. Who am I? All right, guys, it is 7:44, and I'm in your drive to time. Sincerely, in your drive to time. I said to time. And I hope you guys' commute this morning is going great. Those of you heading home, I hope that you are having a wonderful commute home. Let nothing stand in your way. And get to work and let that ass not play. Like, move them. I'll say that every day because I know you guys are dealing with it at work. You got that one that always, if they're not telling... And they're not telling, they're watching. If they're not watching, they're stalking. I call it stalking. Stalker at work. Stalker ass at work. Get through your day. Let nothing bother you, you know? I mean, we got to get through life. And just know that you're valuable and that you're important in your job. Those of you who are heading home this morning after work, get in there, shower, get some rest, get you something on your tummy, and rest. Rest. Let me try to do stuff when you know you're tired. Rest. Please rest. I beg you guys to rest. It's important these days, especially for the different things that we got to deal with. All right, guys, let's head out of here with a little bit loving on your mind this morning. I don't own any rights to the music that I play. All right, let's go. To work this morning, so let that ass know they're never gonna get your job. All right, guys, until next time, sincerely, I am a mess.